Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Paul Rand is here, too. Paul is a new friend. He's the founder and the president and the CEO of Zocalo Group, one of the world's leading digital, social media, and word-of-mouth marketing agencies. He's been around a while and been tilling the soil of marketing and helping people understand the power of word-of-mouth. He's the author of the new book, Highly Recommended, Harnessing the Power of Word-of-Mouth and Social Media to Build Your Brand and Your Business. Paul Rand, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you guys.
Good to have you here, Paul. Congratulations on your book. You know, I love telling my audience the and whenever I can, I write and in my writing sometimes about the old days when word of mouth meant, if I like you, I'll tell somebody. If I don't, I'll tell 10 somebodies.
It's totally true.
And then you got to say, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Well, you know, and the same thing actually applies today. It just applies on a magnified level. And I think what you said kind of during the introduction is that in some ways what we're doing is going back to the way small business was always done.
Mm-hmm.
We're fixing a little bit what advertising had broken, which is letting us believe as business owners that we can commute only on a one-way level. And I'll make this point that I think there is no better time to be successful as a small businessman than now, because you have extraordinary tools available to you that can allow you to create a connection that many of the big guys just cannot match.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Paul, because this is something I've been saying now for 15 years, and that's that we're entering an era where small businesses are empowered in a way that they've never been before, where the barriers have been dropped, and we have just as much of an ability in so many ways today, and sometimes an advantage in reaching customers and serving them and being relevant to them than big guys. I want you to dwell on for a minute that what you said about what the advertising paradigm, the classic age of the seller paradigm. What did they break? Tell us how that worked.
Well, I think if you think about it, back to the earlier days of business when it was running, and you're walking into a shop, and you ask the shopkeeper what he recommends, and he gives you a recommendation, and you take it, and you buy it, and you go on. And that happened across all sorts of products. And then at one point, and it really was really in the early 1900s, it was discovered, wait a minute, I can actually put an ad out and talk to hundreds or thousands of people, and just give them a one-way message, and I can reach a lot of folks that way. It's a lot easier.
And in the process, basically manipulate them.
Well, possibly manipulate them, and there's no shortage of instances, as I kind of talk about in the book, Highly Recommended, how that was done.
I don't mean that in a malicious way. I'm just saying people needed stuff. There was new stuff coming out, and so they were susceptible. I mean, we allowed ourselves to be manipulated.
Oh, that's exactly right, and it's a way to get to a lot of people. But I think the new world that we're operating in, I think kind of the point of what's going on, and probably every one of your listeners, if they're a small business, and I've been a small business owner and a professor, and I actually currently serve on the national board of the Council of Better Business Bureaus. And so the idea of an understanding of how a small business works and the power of that word-of-mouth recommendation is right there. And let me give you the quick insight, and I think it's so telling. But over 92% of all consumers and 84% of business-to-business buyers will tell you that the reason that they buy a product or a service is because someone they know or trust has recommended it to them. Now, if you, as a small business owner, take that into effect and you say, wait a minute, the ability that I have is really to figure out how to be more attuned to my customers and my prospects and to serve them better and to use these different tools to allow me to do that, you've got a home run on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge what you see, and you see many articles about small business owners that feel like they've wasted time and energy on social media and don't have a return.
That's
very possible the way they're doing it is they're right. but there's a whole different way of doing it that can set them up for success and really give them some incredible and measurable business advantage.
Well, that's the thing. When I talk to small business owners, when I poll them on our website and our newsletter, when I talk to them face to face, when I give speeches, I ask them questions like, raise your hand if you feel like you're still trying to find the ROI in social media, and most of them raise their hand. It's really difficult because the social media proposition is so much different from the traditional proposition. But I think you're right. I think it's because they're coming at it from the wrong direction, and I want you to set us straight.
Well, I think part of it is understanding many companies, when they get going, large or small, still look at it as another way to do advertising and to kind of send information
right,
out.
Right, right. The rules are different, aren't they?
Is very different, and I think the value is how do I create relationships with all of my different prospects and customers and do it in a way that if I was doing it face-to-face like I used to do, but I can do it on a much larger scale. And I'm going to tell you that the key concept, and I think it's kind of where this title of the book came from, is back to this idea, if I can figure out how to make sure that in my market or markets that my business is the most highly recommended business out there, mm-hmm. you will be assured that your business is going to be successful. Because the ability to know, when we all have heard of Net Promoter Score and all this idea of would you recommend, which is really something that became very popular 15 years ago. Are you familiar with Net Promoter Score?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and now what's happened is not only would you recommend, but would you, could you, did you, how did you, and what kind of an impact did that have on my business? And companies that are beginning to transform themselves and say, we want to make sure we're the most highly recommended brand in our category, are changing what they're doing in their marketing, in their human resources, in their customer service, and I know you know a lot about the customer service element, in their sales channel, and even in their research and development. It's a very simple concept to say, everything we do is designed to make our customers recommend us to others through our entire business, and it pays off with incredible dividends.
And see, this is an active way of thinking about social media, not a passive way, but it's an active way that doesn't seem like it's gratuitous. It's an active way that doesn't sound commercial. What do you think?
Well, I think you're spot on, and you know, oftentimes if you think about having a conversation with somebody about something that's of interest to both of you, and I think what you really want to do is you think about if you're a business.
Paul, hold on. I need to take a quick break here, folks. When we come back, we're going to break this down and give you some get Paul to give you some specific steps to take to get your business recommended, not just execute your social media strategy. But have that result in recommendations.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.